line. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. Charlotte Littlefield is off tonight. Oh, we've got a lot that's happened up in that Connecticut shooting, and my gosh, it even touched the little town that Charlotte lives in up in Missouri, Unionville. Her daughter works at a sandwich shop downtown, and one of her co-workers, cousin, was died in that shooting up there. So no matter how far away in this country, sometimes you can be very, very close to these tragedies. We want to bring Ben Taylor in. He's our sponsor and also owner of Utopia Silver. He's going to bring us up to date on his supplements and vitamins and so forth. And especially his, that colloidal silver is the best on the market. Welcome to our program, Ben Taylor.
It's good to be here, George.
Okay, well, I tell you what, this is the season. You've got specials there on colloidal silver right now?
Well, we have a 33% off sale at the moment, and it will probably go through the middle of next week. And it's on all colloidal products.
Oh, okay. So that covers the waterfront then. What other products besides the colloidal silver do you have? Do you have bath? Does it cover just all kinds of different things, right?
Well, the sale just covers the colloidal products, and occasionally we have other sales going on, but at the moment that's all we have on sale.
Oh, okay. And also, this Brzezinski case, you on the left-hand side, well, first let me ask you, this is flu season, right?
Yes, sir, it sure is.
And boy, you have a flu protocol, is that not right, with that you've developed there?
Yes, sir, we sure do. It's one that we developed along with Dr. Ken.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, the basic treatment for that is using colloidal silver, but there's also other things that you need to do, including just boosting your overall immune system with vitamins and minerals.
Right. We have here a therapeutic liver flush, colloidal silver, probiotics. That's very important, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, because if you don't have the proper bacteria in your colon, your food's not going to digest properly, and you're not going to be able to get the nutrition you need to resist any type of illnesses going around.
Right. The protocol goes on to talk about selenium and vitamin C. And, boy, I mean, it's right there. If you go into utopiasilver.com and you scroll down to right in the middle, you'll see all the protocols that Ben Taylor has developed, and some of these along with Ken O'Neill. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so, right. One of the biggest vitamins that's essential to a good immune system is vitamin D, which you don't normally think about, but you know, we've got some other things, too, that are good, like systemic enzymes, which is using digestive enzymes on an empty stomach in large doses. But that
right.
may help break down the walls of the viruses so that
right.
the other ingredients or other products like silver can do their job.
Right. On the left-hand column, you have a very interesting silver bulletin e-news. And I noticed Brzezinski, who they've been fighting him, cancer-curing doctor, Brzezinski case, it was dismissed just recently. So that's quite a win for alternative medicine, is it not?
Yes, it sure is. You know, Dr. Brzezinski really should be considered one of the heroes in this fight against these gangsters in the government, especially the FDA, and their revolving door with the pharmaceutical industry. I believe it was 1984 they first came after him, and finally were forced to back off, and then they came after him again in 2008. And so it looks like that they finally hit the wall in dealing with him.
Right.
And, you know, I had an instance myself where I fought the FDA for 3 years, so I know what he was going through. And I know here they're talking about they were trying they spent $60 million trying to collect $18.5 million in fines, and with a maximum of 290 years in federal prison. And in my case, they were wanting $27 million and spent probably between half and three-quarters of $1 million in coming after me.
Right, right. Well, I tell you what, this alternative medicine, this Obamacare just doesn't address that, does it?
Well, it doesn't, you know, and really the only way in the future that we're going to be able to get away from that thing and get out of it is to stay healthy, because you're not going to be able to be sick and get any benefit out of that system. I mean, it's going to be worse than it is now. In my opinion, mainstream medicine is not the way to go to cure any disease or illness. It's pretty good at diagnosis, and it's pretty good at emergency situations, but when it comes to preventing and curing disease, it just is not intended to do that.
Right, right. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. Did you want to touch on or express any opinions on what happened up in Connecticut for some closing comments or anything?
Well, you know, I think what we're going to see here is what we always see. We're going to see this used as an excuse to come after our guns and to institute more gun control. And, you know, I don't want to be like Alex Jones completely with the conspiracy, but I think there's possibilities with this because a lot of the witnesses said there was two shooters initially, and suddenly that has disappeared out of the news, so it makes you wonder what was going on with someone able to kill that many people in 2 or 3 minutes.
Right, right. What's so seriously evil is that these are little kids, you know what I mean?
Well, you know,
I mean, it's just so tragic, and our condolences and our, you know, prayers go out to all those parents that lost their children in this tragedy.
Yes, we do, George. But you know, if you're going to plan an event, which would carry the most weight and have the most negative publicity, it would be attacking a school, just like at Columbine. So you know, it's almost more than you can believe it being coincidental. And my understanding is this young fellow is probably on Prozac. So, you know, rather than blaming the mind-altering drugs, they're going to blame guns.
Right. Well, it has been reported that he was had some kind of a personality disorder. His brother was stated that he was autistic or something at one time, or had problems. Actually, maybe this personality disorder is what he was referring to.
Well, you know, I think we see time after time people that are put on some of these psychotropic drugs like Prozac develop issues far beyond what they ever would have had had they not been on.
Yeah, that's why your life's work now through Utopia Silver is very rewarding, is it not?
Oh, of course it is. It enables people to heal themselves rather than to rely on mainstream medicine, which has no intent of healing. Its intent is to manage your disease until you die.
Right, and it just sort of treats the symptoms, does it not?
Well, of course. Manages the symptoms with drugs until you either have no more money left or you die, whichever comes first.
If Obamacare had been a legitimate, really well-intentioned, sincere health care system, it would have addressed this preventive medicine at the very beginning, wouldn't it? You know?
Well, it sure would have. And I believe the primary purpose in this government takeover of health care, even more than it is now, is to force everyone into that mainstream medicine drug system and to make supplements harder to get.
Right. Man, we've got to go now and sign off in about 10 seconds. But thank you for being with us this evening. We certainly appreciate all the good advice and the good work you're doing out there.
Good talking to you, George.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to the Sacred Truth. I'm George Butler. Charlotte Littlefield is off tonight. Anyway, gosh, I'll tell you what, this we're dealing tonight with a lot of tragedy. This school shooting up in Connecticut. I mean, we've got people, Michael Moore saying, you know, gun control is the answer out there. And we're going to have in our second hour, we're working on getting Greg Pallast up here in just a second. But we haven't been in touch with him in the last few minutes. But
Okay.
Well, let me explain a little bit about Greg here, and then we'll bring him on. He is one of the finest, okay, investigative reporters that you're ever going to find, and he works between New York and London. He's best known for his investigative style. He uncovered the Catherine Harris. Who had purged thousands of African American Florida voters' rolls in the 2000 presidential election. He's the author of Vulture's Picnic and Pursuit of Petroleum, Pigs, Power, Pirates, and High Finance, Carnivores. His latest book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which fits into this last election, and we'll draw him out on a little of that. He's author of the New York Times and international bestsellers, The Democracy, the best democracy money can buy, an armed madhouse. He's a patron of Trinity College Philosophical Society, an honor previously held by Jonathan Swift and Oscar Wilde. Welcome to our program,
I tell you what, hey, Greg Palace, welcome to our program, Greg Palace. We certainly appreciate and feel like it's an honor to have you here.
Well, I'm honored to be with you.
This thing is really, it's like a carnival out here sometimes, is it not? This last election just concluded. What are your ideas and opinions and feelings on this last, on this presidential election and so forth? Tell us what you think.
Well, we really don't know who's won, and I don't mean by counting the votes or, you know, electoral college or any of that. It's always an election between them and us, those who have power and authority and the money and the rest of us, because democracy is where we're supposed to be able to even up our votes versus their cash. The question is, how's it going to come down? We don't know that answer yet. I mean, they've created this scary monster, the fiscal cliff. We're going to fall off the fiscal cliff. And, you know, what happens when, you know, when we fall off the fiscal cliff, guess what? The very rich lose all their big tax breaks, and I'm supposed to be afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that. I mean, you ever see the film Thelma and Louise, you know, where they say, where they get surrounded by a bunch of oligarchs, and they just say, the heck with it, and they just rev up their engine and go over the cliff. Well, you know, you don't necessarily die, you can fly, so I'm not worried. So we'll see whether the rich and the powerful win in the end. We'll see whether the banks still control our monetary system without any controls on their casino. We'll see. I don't know what Obama's going to do yet, or this split Congress. We just don't know.
Right. I was saying the other day on the air that, well, the Federal Reserve won, didn't they? You see what I mean, didn't they? They're still there.
Exactly.
And they're pumping out that quantitative easing, what, $40 billion plus each month. Can you believe it's that high?
Well, I mean, you know, when we talk about they use this fancy term, quantitative easing.
What they mean is
that they're giving giving U.S. banks and foreign banks too $40 billion every month. They're buying up their assets that these guys want to dump and get rid of and throwing them on us. $40 billion a month. Now, we have 2 million homes in foreclosure. You know, in the 30s, the government said, okay, we will take over the mortgages. They cut everyone's mortgage rate, and the government ended up making some money. How come J.P. Morgan is getting billions of dollars a month? Why not you, George? Why not me? You know, I mean, why is it that it's automatically assumed that, gee, the banks ought, we really have to save the banking system? Well, they're not. They've never saved the banking system. The banking system is destroyed. They're saving the bankers. It's a very, very different thing. So I agree with you. The Federal Reserve won, and the big banks won. And that's the problem. I mean, what won was not Republicans or Democrats, but Hezbollah Shekel, the party of the cash. And I'm very concerned that despite the election, that the ultra wealthy, you know, whether you agree with Obama or not, most people weren't voting for Obama. They were voting, people had the impression that Romney was that rich guy that walks into the owner's son, the rich kid who walks into the office and fires people at random because he has some efficiency plan, right? That's what Romney reminded everyone of. So we voted against these types of oligarchs. Now, whether Obama is really a difference or an answer, we don't know yet. There may be no difference and no answer. But, the people definitely spoke. The people voted against oligarchy. And we'll see if the people win.
Right. This black box voting group says that there was all kinds of problems, though, at the ballot box.
That's right. There were. Because there were about 9.3 million votes that were cast and never counted, or people blocked from voting. And people say, what? Well, one of the nasty little secrets of American democracy is that we don't count all votes. We never have. Never have. Not just Katherine Harris in 2000 in Florida with George Bush and all that stuff. I'm talking about sometimes it's innocent. Votes, you know, you have a ballot and the ballot gets messed up and can't be counted. That type of thing. That's called spoilage. But what's happened is that with all the new fancy equipment, all the computers and all the fancy stuff, the spoilage rate, the votes, number of votes cast but never actually counted, has zoomed. And that's only because someone doesn't want those ballots counted. I mean, if you mailed in your ballot, and about 35 million people mailed in their ballots, 30 million people maybe. That's, you know, like a third of the electorate almost, a fourth of the electorate, mails in their ballot. Well, you know, about one in seven of those ballots will never get counted. In most cases, you won't even know it. You put a check in a box next to a candidate's name instead of filling in the box, and your ballot can be disqualified. They find your signature suspect. What does that mean? If you're an illegal, if you've forged a signature on a ballot, you ought to be arrested. They don't, but instead they just, oh, that's suspicious. Well, suspicious to whom? So the games that are played are enormous. And it's not, and while in this election it was mostly Republicans who played that game, in fact, it has nothing to do with parties. It has to do with power and income. I mean, the Democrats do that too, but it's always the same victims. You know, those without the power. The powerful count the votes, and they tell you who you voted for, not the ballots. And that's a big problem.
Right. We're going to have to take a break here. You know, there are some reasons and big major mistakes I think Romney made, and I'm just going to put a couple of things on the table when we come back and see what you think. Okay?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Check out StunGunLife.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunLife.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunLife.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunLife.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. Charlotte Littlefield is off tonight. Welcome back to our program, Greg Pallett.
Okay.
Okay, you were saying that this foliage deal, in your latest book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits and so forth, you cover quite a swath of differing types of, what, election games in that?
That's right. Well, see, the Billionaires and Ballot Bandits is two subtitles. One is How to Steal an Election, Nine Easy Steps. The other is Greg Pallett investigates Karl Rove, the Koch gang, and their buck buddies. And what this is about, okay, they have games, for example, a game called caging. You send your opponent's voters, and Karl Rove actually did this. He sent voters' letters to their registration addresses where they, you know, where they registered from. If the letter came back undelivered, that no one was at that address, he would challenge their vote that they're voting from a fraudulent address. Now that sounds pretty legit. No one should vote from a fraudulent address, except that he was sending, for example, thousands of letters to soldiers at their military bases, registered from their military bases. Now, why wouldn't a soldier be at their military base if they're registered there, you know? It doesn't take a genius, you know? But if the letter came back because they weren't there, they lost their vote. So go to Afghanistan, lose your vote, mission accomplished. And that's the type of game that are being played by the thousands. And in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, I actually have those actual caging lists that they use and the names of the soldiers by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that they challenge, and they challenge their right to vote because they weren't, obviously, at their registration address, and for good reason. Their commander-in-chief told them to go somewhere else. So, you know, that's the type of con that's played constantly. And, you know, that's how, and it's not about Republicans versus Democrats. That game was funded by a guy named, a Texan named, Iceman Simmons. Now, what does he care? And the answer is that he wants laws changed because he's worth $12 billion. He wants laws changed so he doesn't have to pay the taxes on the $12 billion. That's pretty simple. And so he needs the guys elected who will protect his tax status. That's the game.
Right.
So it's not about parties. It's about the money.
Yeah, it is, and it's big money. The last time we interviewed you, you said something about that the banks were behind Obama and Wall Street, or the investment bankers were behind, with Paul Singer and then behind Romney. Was that the battlegrounds and the final, in your assessment, your final assessment?
Well, we had the big banks were behind Obama, like Jamie Dimon and J.P. Morgan, et cetera. You had the hedge funds, like most of them know the names of the hedge funds, but like one of my targets is one of the biggest hedge fund managers is Paul the Vulture Singer. And the Vulture, I didn't give him that name. That's the name he goes by. I mean, so he decided he was going to back the Romney game, though, at the end, see, his real preferred candidate was Chris Christie. When he saw Romney screwing it up and going down, he basically allowed Christie to run off, effectively support Obama, and set himself up to run for 2016. So it's interesting. These guys are good chess players. They don't win every game, by the way, but they do. They know how to play the game very well. So the investment bankers seeing it going down and the big banks winning, decided to let Christie run off and join the winning pack. If you're wondering what, you know, it had nothing to do with Hurricane Sandy. That was just the excuse for Christie to run off the ranch and effectively back Obama. It was the investment bankers behind him.
There was recently some news about a ship being held in port, and doesn't that get back to this hedge fund trying to collect their money from
Paul the Vulture Singer has decided.
Yeah, tell us about that. That's so interesting.
He's got himself, he's a real pirate, but now he's got himself a pirate ship. what he did was, he's been holding the nation, when Reagan was president, he cut a deal when Argentina was in financial trouble for the banks, that the banks would get paid off when Argentina recovers, which they have. But Singer held some of the old bonds. He found some of the old bonds, paid pennies on the dollar for those old debts that had already been canceled by Reagan. And what he did was he says all that money's mine, including the money paid to the bank. So he's filed suits against all the big banks. He filed suits against the nation of Argentina. And then in Africa, he seized one of the Argentina Navy vessels. What it is, it's one of those old pirate ships, you know, square riggers with the old sails that they use as kind of a, you know, PR gimmick and training ship by the Argentine Navy. So you got a guy who actually seized the ship from the Argentine Navy. Now, here's the weird part. He has a silent partner. Ann Romney, the Ann Romney so-called blind trust, is a partner to this character. And so he's now got his, so actually I guess Romney has a piece of a pirate ship now, maybe the Parrot or something like that. You know, so these guys, you know, the problem is when you pull stuff like that, that's how you end up with wars and terrorism, et cetera. People get very angry. So there's a real war going on. And so they're seizing ships from Argentina, but they also went after the assets of Bank of America. The vulture. So there's still a split between the hedge funds and the big banks right now. We'll see how that plays out. Kind of interesting.
Right. But Obama's people were successful in painting Romney as a little rich boy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Wall Street and all that connected with all that. And the average American public went for that or accepted that, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, you know, the weird thing is that there is, I mean, there's truth in that. What was implied, though, is that somehow Obama's just, you know, he's not with, you know, that the super rich are all behind Romney. It's just not true. And as you know, George, I did a story on how Mitt Romney teamed up with this guy, Paul the Vulture Singer, and Romney made about $115 million, $115 million on the auto bailout. And no one ever talks about that. And, you know, I put that on the cover of a magazine, Nation Magazine. It's in the book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. The Romney campaign, I just want you to know, we contacted them. I say, my magazine, they never denied it. They didn't say it's not true. You know, they didn't have to, they gave all kinds of excuses, but they didn't say that I had it wrong. So Romney did make a fortune off the auto bailout that he was moaning, you know, saying, oh, that's crony capitalism. Well, he was one of the cronies. Now, does that mean that Obama? So then you say, well, why didn't Obama make a bigger deal? Because his cronies were in on the action, too. And that's the game. That's what people didn't get here. Yes, Romney was mobbed up with the ultra-rich. You know, he calls himself a small businessman. Yeah, he only had 12 people in his operation, but they started out with $37 million in capital. Not many people start their small business with $37 million, right?
Yeah, most little storefront stores.
$37.
You know. $37 if they're lucky.
But you know, but Obama, the opposite image that somehow Obama, therefore, you know, was born in a log cabin, and somehow has nothing to do with the rich. Well, you know, where does he play golf? Now that Obama played golf 90. Let me repeat that. This is not a minor thing. Obama played golf 90 times during his first term. 90.
Right.
Now, you say, well, it's not about goofing off. What it is about is you're in a golf cart, and he played a lot of the time. His number one partner, golfing partner, was the American president of United Bank of Switzerland. Now, that's an unusual choice for a golfing partner for the president of the United States. Not like even if you're going to relax, hey, general, we got a war on. Maybe we'll do, you know, 18 holes and discuss, you know, the war, the front, you know. No.
Right.
It was the one of the most important bankers on the planet. And that,
right.
So the reason they play golf is that you get in the golf cart. Who records that? Every other meeting of the president under law has to be announced, put in their calendar, and they have noticed about. But this was just, hey, we're playing golf.
All right, we'll be right back.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. Charlotte Littlefield is off tonight. Welcome back, Greg Pallett.
Hey.
Okay, Greg, tell our listening audience, we have this last segment, what's on your mind and what you feel like we need to hear tonight, and the best advice and a little crystal ball thrown in it. Whatever you want to say, you've got the floor.
Well, you know, we're coming into a new year. And that means a new grab for your wallet and your country. And so, for example, I'm very concerned about the games being played with The pipelines, we're going to be looking at, let's not forget, I think we're going to have a big attempt to sell us nuclear power again. Now, it's not a question whether it's safe or not. I want to go back to a different issue. I think we're going to see these guys crank billions of dollars out of the U.S. Treasury to sell us, radioactivity that it's going to be, too cheap to meter. We've heard this stuff before. Obama's authorized $56 billion in loan guarantees. It's a bailout in advance. That's a story to look forward to the future, and that'll be a big one. I think we're going to be looking at the oil companies once again. How are they going to keep up the price of oil when there's so much natural gas around, which is an alternative fuel to oil for things like power plants? So I'm looking for some new play of theirs. Look for some new oil disasters which are going to constrict the market. Remember, it's one of the few industries that the worst disasters they have, the more shutdowns, blowouts, pipe bursts, the more money these guys make because it constricts the market. So look for disasters in oil. It's the only way they're going to keep the market going. Or maybe a new oil war. It might not, by the way, be in Iran where everyone expects, but places. I was just in Azerbaijan, which most people don't even know where that is, and hopefully you won't. But when the 101st Airborne arrives there in Baku on the Caspian Sea, you're going to find out where Azerbaijan is. We have all these oil republics in Central Asia. It used to be part of the Soviet Union. They're now Islamic republics, if you call those republics. They're mostly, terrorocracies and torturecrats running these places at the behest of BP and Exxon. And their other new master, the CNOOC, the Chinese National Overseas Oil Company. So we've got a new petro monster on our hands coming out of China. So these are the new stories developing, which I'll be watching in 2013, and I'll be happy to check in with you with the latest reports.
Oh, that's great. David Rubenstein, who heads up the Carlyle Group for the Bushes and so forth, is saying that the model of state capitalism China has is the thing to look for. Maybe that's what we ought to do.
Well, I heard that from another, from a guy named Ed Lupberger, who is head of Entergy, a big giant power company out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and you can bet it's no surprise that Hillary Clinton, when she was called Hillary Rodham, was their attorney. And he said, China's, we like China. It's kind of a benevolent dictatorship. Well, it's not so benevolent if you don't go along with the dictatorship, is it? I certainly wouldn't want to be caught celebrating Christmas there in a couple of weeks, I'll tell you that. The big corporations and the big banks were all, they were all big anti-communists until the communists had $3 trillion of our money in China. Now they are the source of our products, and they are the biggest customer of our financial products. Because what we sell them is money and banking and insurance and finance. That's the game there. And so they are our biggest customer for our banks. And that's why they just say, well, that's the model for us. When, the bureaucrats and the oligarchs and the corporate chieftains make the decisions and the people go ahead and follow them. That's their dream scenario. They don't have to list the people like you there.
Right. There's another thing that just happened in Auckland, New Zealand. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was concluded. They just concluded a meeting down there, and there was quite a few demonstrators, and some of our congressmen can't even find out and read the drafts of what this partnership agreement is all about. What's going on there?
Well, yeah, let's face it. Our leadership has given up on America. That is, they've squeezed us for whatever they could get. There's not much left to squeeze here. So they got to go to the new zone of cash. Our money's migrated to Asia. That's why That was why part of the big push for privatizing Social Security, not that you could invest your money, but that they could invest your money for you in Asia. And, you know, at the moment, all Social Security money is invested in the U.S. Treasury. This would move it out of the country. So they're moving ahead of us. You know, it's always, you know, people say follow the money. I mean that in a very direct sense. They're always in front of us, so you'll know what the next topics are. So, yeah, so we need so the idea is a kind of NAFTA with the nations of the South Pacific.
Right,
and that's
right.
The game there. So they want kind of a financial NAFTA. Now, there's nothing in products there that we are talking about. They're talking purely about their big aim is money exchange and sucking the money out of the U.S. and because there's nothing left to invest in, and they don't want to invest here. The returns are too low when you can get super profits in Africa, and in Asia.
Well, it seems like some of the rough drafts that have been, smuggled out are saying that they'll have secret agreements between the corporations, and the corporations can bring sanctions against other corporations outside of any kind of a sovereign or business law.
Well, that's right. What happens is we're creating a super, super legal structure, just like as we did with NAFTA. In other words, which trumps, for example, U.S. state law. So if we have laws which get in the way of the treaty, as they would call it, the treaty rules. So you use the federal supremacy clause of the United States, and you basically hand it over to an international body, and you make that open to not just make it open to corporations, which is the leaders, so-called, who are stooges of these corporations. So, you know, it's a very, very, I mean, the problem we run into with these international agreements, like the Financial Services Agreement, the GATS Treaty, WTO, whether it's NAFTA or FTA, is that we're creating supranational judicial bodies which overcome the will of the voters in all the nations affected. It's not just America which is giving up its sovereignty. It's not like we're giving up our sovereignty to another nation. We're giving it up to councils who are corporately controlled. And like there's something called the TABD, which is the Transatlantic Business Roundtable. And that organization really literally drafts these things and hands it off to our diplomats. And that's the danger. I mean, we don't vote on this stuff. You know, this was not even brought up in the election. This is going to have more effect on our lives than any of that stuff about, you know, the votes on gay rights at the Supreme Court. That's not going to affect our life. But what will affect our life are these treaties that no one even mentioned.
Well, that's what's so important is that they're going to override our sovereignty and our national laws and state laws. That's what, and they're doing this up in secrecy. And some of the congressional members can't even get information on this agreement.
Well, when I was investigating the IMF and the World Bank, and you see this in my book Vultures Picnic, when I was investigating the IMF and the World Bank, I actually spoke to heads of state, like the president of Ecuador. And said, here's these secret financial agreements that affect his country and the United States. And not only do we Americans not know it, the president of Ecuador didn't know it. He asked me for copies of the stuff just because they wouldn't give him the material. And you basically have a massive group of secret agreements by international agencies. There were secret meetings, for example, between Tim Geithner and I have the memos in Vulture's Picnic. I actually have a picture of the memo. Tim Geithner and having meetings with the top banks in America. I even got they had their phone numbers there. He's telling Larry Summers, who of course is the big shot at both the Clinton administration otherwise.
I got you.
So that's the game.
Okay, we've got to move out of here in about 30 seconds or so. Thank you very much. We've got Click Off there for all of your books and everything on thesecrettrade.com. Great, thank you very much, Greg Pallet, for being with us. We certainly appreciate all your hard work.
Thanks a lot. See you at GregPallet.com.
Okay, we watch as often as we can. Thank you, Greg. Good night. Good night. Okay, we'll be back with John Blunt. More guns, less crime. Starting the second hour.